When people think of labor unions, they often picture picket lines and heated standoffs with management. But what if there is a better way? CLAC does just that. As an all-Canadian union representing skilled trades workers, CLAC takes an approach that values cooperation over confrontation. If you live in Northern Ontario, you might not have heard of us yet, but CLAC is here building stronger, more respectful workplaces, says Gord O'Coin, CLAC's regional director in Sudbury. Our goal is fairness, security, and working together for real solutions, because a good job isn't just about the work, it's about the people. An all-Canadian union. In today's climate, keeping Canadian jobs and resources in Canada is more important than ever, especially with the ongoing tariff and takeover threats coming from U.S. President Donald Trump. Every dollar of union dues stays right here in Canada, with no ties to U.S. unions or influence, O'Coin says. While some unions send money south of the border, CLAC focuses solely on representing Canadian workers and strengthening industries at home. For tradespeople who care about keeping their union truly Canadian, CLAC always puts Canadian workers first. When it comes to politics, CLAC stays nonpartisan, unlike many unions that back one party and push members to do the same. CLAC engages with all political parties to advocate for their 60,000 members across Canada, but they do not funnel dues into political campaigns. The CLAC difference. Imagine stepping onto a construction site where all trades, electricians, carpenters, welders, and plumbers are all working together under one collective agreement. Unlike traditional unions where each trade belongs to its own separate organization, CLAC members across all trades operate under one single agreement with their employer. O'Coin says this creates a more flexible and cooperative work environment where everyone is pulling in the same direction. One of the biggest advantages under the CLAC model is the learning opportunities for members. In many unions, if a worker wants to pick up a new skill or explore another trade, they often face barriers, sometimes even having to leave their job or switch unions. With CLAC, that's not the case. Members cross-train without a grievance being filed. That's not to say there aren't challenges, but there are ways to overcome those challenges through channels of communication and talking through the issues, O'Coin says. The CLAC model keeps job sites running smoothly. Everyone works together as a team rather than each trade and union looking out for their own interests. There is no concern of a work stoppage because certain trades may be on strike. This type of collaboration ensures that the supply chain keeps moving. Workers are driving change. More workers are choosing the CLAC model because of the freedom it offers. In traditional hiring halls, it can feel like the union is the employer, telling employees where they can work. If workers are laid off, they're still paying non-working union dues. CLAC does things differently, O'Coin says. Our workers have a direct relationship with their employer, and if they're laid off, they don't owe a dime in dues. They can go to work for another CLAC contractor or even work at a non-union job site. A workplace where employees feel heard and respected, and where trust is built, is generally a happy workplace. My experience is that when employees enjoy coming to work, those workplaces are more productive, O'Coin says. Employees who are treated with respect and fairness contribute to overall retention. Those are successful companies because of the good relationship between management and employees. The collaborative approach is one that works for everyone. If you're an employee thinking about switching unions or looking for a better way to work, CLAC is there to help. Thousands of workers across Canada have already made the move and are enjoying a workplace that puts respect and cooperation first. Reach out to CLAC's Member Centre in Sudbury 705-523-0202 or by visiting their website.